Jared recently went to see comedian Bill Burr at the Lawrence Joel in Winston-Salem. And Jared did something while seeing the comedian that he knows he's going to be judged for.
I think I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I think I'm ready for your judgment. I get it anyway.
I'm ready to dish it.
Yeah. Okay. But I also think if you're being honest, you may have done it too.
Okay.
Okay. So we pull up. It's like 7:30. The show starts at 7:30, but it's usually an opener or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And get out of the car. And I'm like, why are there 10,000 people in the parking lot?
Oh.
Like 10. I've never seen a longer line to get in. I'm like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
The show's supposed to be starting now. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, well, is there some other event? And it's, they're lining up for something else across the street because there's some like party thing going on like across the street at some restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe there's somebody's there and the line is for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down and it's like wrapped around in like serpentine all the way around the Coliseum. Seriously, like 10,000 people in line. I go, huh, this sucks. And then people are like, oh no, it's for Bill Burr. And I'm like, why is no one inside?
Yeah.
Come to find out, they lost power, the Coliseum.
Oh.
And they weren't allowed. They couldn't scan anyone in. They couldn't let anyone in, that type of thing. And so they just made everyone stand outside. And they were talking about maybe canceling the show. But at this point, they said the power's back on, so we're going to start letting people in. But now, instead of, you know, the trickle effect of people showing up, you have 10,000 people standing outside.
Dang.
They don't have generators. I thought they had generators.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's shocking.
Yeah. And Bill Burr, like, did a whole thing about, like, which one of you rednecks backed into the power pole, you know? It was really funny. And so and also his show is like Kevin Hart's show where they make you bag your phone. They give you these
bags. Yeah.
And so I was like, dang it, I should have just left this in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my tickets are at Will Call. And so in the serpentine line, there's some Wake Forest or Coliseum workers that are coming up to people and like, hey, what is your seat number? If you have digital tickets, you can't take your phone in.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll write it down for you so you don't forget. You get inside, you can just show people, that, you know, because they wrote it down for you. And I'm like, oh, I said, I don't have that. I have Will Call tickets. Where's Will Call? And they're like, oh, it's right up front. You got to go around and all that stuff. I'm like, okay. So I get out of line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, like 8,000 deep in line. Get out of line, get my Will Call tickets. And so, like, right before you go in the Coliseum, there's somebody who's stopping you to then double check that you've have your tickets written down on a piece of paper if you have digital tickets. And then you go in to go through, like, the, you know, the scanner or whatever to check for weapons or whatnot.
Yeah.
Will Call, not a line at all. Gave him my name, said Jared, tickets for two. Will Call always makes me nervous. Like, what if not?
100%, yes.
Like, what if they're not here?
They just forget they can't find. Oh, yes, me too.
And they're like, oh, here. And they hand them to me. And I look back at the 8,000 people in line, and I looked at, there's people where they're stopping people to write the thing down.
Uh-huh.
And there's a gap between that and people going into the Coliseum. I'm like, I just jumped the line and went into the Coliseum.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
I would think that if you're already inside that you can.
No, I wasn't inside. I was outside.
Oh, the Will Call's outside.
Yeah, it's outside in the front.
Oh.
And so we kind of did like a side shuffle to kind of just cut in front of everyone.
Uh-huh.
And then some nerd was like, excuse me, did you cut in line? I said, I'm with the media. You know, these are media passes. This is what we do.
This is what we do.
Then I'm stuck in line with him behind me the whole time, like huffing and puffing.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
but yeah,
gosh.
I don't care. I skipped 8,000 people and I'd do it again tomorrow.
I would too. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, if I'm picking up my tickets, I thought for sure that you were going to say, and I was going to judge, that you name dropped or something.
No,
because then
in
that case, I mean, you know, it's not above.
No,
not above what
I'm
you.
I'm not above doing anything like that.
But in this case, you were in a different.
I'm supposed to get back in line, but I was like,
did anybody tell you that?
Just this nerd behind me.
Well,
he was a nerd.
He's not in charge.
No, he's not in charge.
Yeah. Who said technically you're supposed to get back in line?
Yeah. If nobody told you technically to get back in line.
Well, I'm loving this I think, like, you know, the decent thing to do is, like, I skipped 8,000 people to just get my tickets, and everyone's already had their tickets. Then you're supposed to go back in line. But I was like, I ain't doing this.
For an event, Jared, that I was recently at, that I'm not going to mention what it was, but it was an event that I was recently at. There was about 10,000 people waiting in line for hours.
Yeah.
At the hours and hours and hours. And I just walked up. I'm like,
yeah.
Why don't you want to?
Well, there's a door here nobody's standing at. Just walked right in, got in, and the rest of the people couldn't even get inside. They were like, it was over. Like, go home.
Yeah, they missed the rally.
They missed that rally. And in that case, Jason, I'm against it. What? In Jared's case, I'm pro.
Why?
Okay, just because I know what event that was.
Facts over feeling.
Well, no. I think Jason, you using like a secret entrance is different than Jared being next to an entry and just popping in.
Yeah. Matt,
it was not a secret entrance. I swear to you what had happened was it was like following the herd. Everybody thought, like, but the mm-hmm. Coliseum didn't say, hey, by the way, this is also an entrance too. They just didn't say, it was. It was an entrance, but the whole metal gates and everything was lined up this way, this way, this way. Everybody just followed everybody else. If you see a long line, you usually get to the back of it.
Right, it's just this like the herd mentality.
I literally walked right by the first person waiting in line for that entrance. Nobody in there. And they're just waiting there, these security people.
So this wasn't like a loophole where you jumped in front of old people for vaccines?
No.
I knew Jason would be against me. I got the vaccine story ready. Yeah. I got the COVID story. Now you jumped in front of olds.
But I'm 90 and my life is on the line. And she's like, move over.
I'm in the media.
That is not exactly
what happened. I have two good legs.
I'm an essential employee.
That is not exactly what happened.
I want AstraZeneca too.
The radio station. It will burn down. I'm not there.
Double jab me for the shingles.
I am the backup plan.
You got life alert. You'll be fine.
You live a long life. What you need to be?
Who'd you vote for?
It's funny. I ran into somebody at Rio Grande last night having dinner with my brother, and he came up to me. He used to live in my neighborhood. I used to live in his neighborhood. And he came up and said, hey, what's up, man? I used to catch him briefly. And he goes, I hung out with Jason the other night.
What?
And I'll tell you what it is off the air. And he said, I hung out with Jason. You know, I hear he listens to the show. He said, I hear him on the air. He seemed like he'd be cool to hang out with. I'm like, seems.
What the?
Yeah, seems is the right word.
I don't know who this friend is, but you need to delete them from your life.
Anti-mean pill. Katie needs them.
Yeah. I ain't taking them.
Golly.
And he goes, he said, no, they had a good time. He said, but he kept asking people who they voted for.
See? You see? Yeah. He brought it up. Yeah. Yes, we don't make this up.
You look like a Biden supporter.
Yes.
And then, like, people are like, what? No one's even talking about it at all.
Yep.
There's like a DJ playing music. It's like, who's you going for? All right. So, Jen, I thought it'd be judged.
I just want to know what I can say and can't. That's the problem.
No, just say what you want.
You're just prejudging is what you're doing.
Because I know.
You could love somebody and then be like, they're great. They're wonderful.
No.
They're so cool. And they'd be like, who they vote for?
Yeah. No.
And then if they say the answer you don't like, you're like,
That is not true. It's what they're going to tolerate or not.
Imprison them.
I know that if I'm going to have to not say certain things, and so I don't want to offend the person.
Mm.
Oh.
When have you ever been worried about offending somebody?
Well, that, I don't feel like causing a whole scene over that.
Just do what you normally do. Just start every sentence with no offense.
No offense.
No offense, but here's something hurtful.
Facts over feelings. So then we get into Bill Burr, and the only bad thing is we skipped the line, but then we had to wait for the 10,000 people to file in.
Yeah,
we sat there for an hour and a half.
Oh, so without a phone.
Yeah.
Without a phone.
So that was like more.
See, that's your first mistake of not drinking.
Myself.
It would have been a lot more fun if you could sit there and just wait, having a glass of wine.
Yeah. Yes.
Sip a beer. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a chicken wing or a nacho.
Oh, I had snacks. Mm-hmm. I bought some snacks. This segment is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.